Lizzie, you're going to be so jealous to hear that I'm the one who got the Countess in.
Cuiva's the leader now. She's taken over.
Yeah.
Your throne is stolen.
I'm the... Oh my god, is Lizzie the leader?
I mean, technically it's meant to be me, but I've never felt like I have that energy.
No, well, like, as in, you're the host, but I suppose it doesn't mean you're automatically the leader.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm stirring my fucking coffee, lads, because I wouldn't be here if I didn't have this fucking coffee in front of me.
Like, I don't feel
like... There's a hint of gingerbread latte... coffee liqueur inside it as well. It's delicious.
You could tell it's been a day by the drink. And actually, stop it, Cuiva. You have just reminded me.
Oh, this is tasty.
That I have fucking Bewley's hot chocolate, like melts downstairs, and tiramisu fucking Bailey's.
Do it, man.
First thing I'm doing for myself after this podcast, I swear. But yeah, no, I feel like we don't actually have an official leader, but at the same time, I'm just going to follow Lizzie if shit goes down.
Yeah, I feel like you're the leader of the podcast, like you're the host, but in regards to like our personal lives.
Yes. Like it's yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more mammy vibes than actual leader.
Yeah, I don't know. I would agree with it being Lizzie, I suppose, because she brought us together as well.
Yeah.
She's like the center of the group.
That's exactly it. Because, like, we know each other through Lizzie. So she really is the glue that binds us all.
Oh my god. That's so cute. So romantic. She brought us together and then she left us. It's very Lizzie, very on brand.
Isn't it, though? And I mean, realistically, what is her excuse? Because the two of us are here, dying a death.
What's her excuse, actually? I've stuff to do.
Yeah.
What am
Unspecified I? Unspecified stuff.
Yeah, that was suspicious. That was so suspicious. She would not specify. She did not specify at all what she was doing. I had a busy fucking day today and I double booked myself.
Oh, no.
I got a call at like, was it like fucking 3 o'clock, being like, oh, I'm here to drop off this dog. And I was like, no. And it's a whole border collie. Like,
oh, you,
no. Like oh my God. Yeah, it's not like it's an easy dog, like a fucking Bichon. It's like a proper, like, has to be like, you know, it's an effort. Like,
my God.
But anyways, I survived. But I ended up being late. But I mean, when am I not?
I mean, a classic. But I said, I literally told you to be later if you needed to, because I'm just, I was quite happy to put it off today.
No, because
today
I just would not have
possible.
Come. I just wouldn't be here. Realistically, if we put it off anymore, fair. I just would not be here.
Yeah, see, this is the thing, is I didn't want to cancel, but I was hoping somebody else would. You know those vibes? But we're here.
Girl,
now.
Why didn't you tell me? I'd have cancelled it out.
Because we can't. Because we have to. We're dedicated to this podcast. And realistically, this is not going to be
fucking
a hard episode.
Why do we have a thing that we have to
I
do?
Know.
This is so annoying.
It's what's annoyed about is we chose
Why did
this.
We do this to ourselves?
And we get zero rewards. Zero.
What do I get out of this?
Every so often someone tweets us that they like us and we take that validation and run with it for months because we're starved. For a bit of fucking confidence. So that's why
do you remember
we do
your
it.
One asked for us to do cover this girl? I can't remember what was her name. Was she the Irish girl,
the one we did cover?
Yeah. And then she picked Lizzie as her favorite.
I
was so offended. I mean, good choice, but also wrong choice. You can't go wrong, but you managed.
I don't think our fan base is big enough for Lizzie not to be people's favorite.
Lizzie is definitely going to be like the fan favorite.
Yeah, because Lizzie's our Henry. I've always thought this.
Who am I?
I feel like you're Ben.
Fuck off, I'm not Ben.
You are Ben, I'm sorry.
That's a sin. They're so mean to Ben.
They're not mean to Ben.
You need to look
Ben. No, Ben only gets bullied because he does no research. But you do research, so you don't get bullied.
But he on purpose doesn't do research. I feel like that's on purpose.
No, it is.
But also I feel like it makes it interesting because he asks questions that like I wonder about as well. Because they miss things and he's like, what about this? And they're like, oh yeah, true.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's their dynamic. And that's most of why Ben gets bullied, because he says ridiculous shit. But you also have the like Ben thing of just coming out with something that's just so fucking... Only you could say it. It's not that you would be saying the same sort of things. But like, exactly. Like the thing about the fucking names. What was it? That Lucas was just... Was it Lucas?
Lewis.
Yes. With different
it's
letters.
It's true. Lewis is John, just spelled different. They're the same name.
Oh, and the fans agree.
And Carol and Greg are the same. Was it Carol and Greg?
I think it was Carol and Greg.
But I'm picturing Carol with a K.
Oh, fair.
Not Carol with a C. Carol with a C is more like, it's a softer name. So it's not like Greg, it's more like Glenn.
That's fair. I'll accept that. I feel like Glenn is a good
Ian is going to know exactly what I mean. It's like how Tuesday is an odd number. Or is it though?
Tuesday is an odd number.
I think so.
Well, what does that
mean? It's also yellow. Tuesday is yellow in my head.
David, what colour is Tuesday?
Green.
Green.
I fucking knew he was going to say green. Before he said it, I was like, this fucking fella is going to say green. Wrong. What colour is Matt's?
What colour is Matt's?
Say blue. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
No, we're not talking to David anymore.
That's David's last cameo on the podcast because I'm obviously going to leave.
Math is obviously blue. Science is green. English is yellow. What's red? Business is red.
Business
or
is
purple.
Red. I don't have one of those brains. My brain doesn't do that. So.
Well, neither does mine. But it's just like, what vibe is it?
No, David actually sees it. Like,
I know, but I'm not dealing with that because then he's going to tell me I'm wrong, and he actually has like
visual. For, apparently, it's a big thing. Like, you need to take to the Reddit community.
What color am I? Ask him what color I am.
What color is Quiva?
Yeah,
like I guess your name, right? Like the words,
or in general.
Yeah, or in general.
Maroon.
What's Lizzie?
Yeah, weird because that's Lizzie's color. What's Lizzie?
Yeah.
Well, it's all got to do with like letter composition. Lizzie would be like sort of like brown.
Brown.
Oh, wow.
Do you know?
Like shit coloured or like a nice walnut? Like what kind of brown?
Shit brown or walnut brown, asks Quiva.
Or like a nice pine.
Or like pine brown.
No, like a chocolate bar, like
chocolate brown.
Like ah, a brown.
I actually really see that.
Not like
what
Galaxy.
Colour are you?
Galaxy's a little darker, right?
Like Milka chocolate, not Galaxy chocolate. He's being specific.
Okay, what colour are you?
What colour am I?
Yeah, you're sort of white. It's because of the S.
I'm white because of the S.
Yeah, the S.
No, because we like our like if we ever do merch, we have to have these be our colours. This is so cool. What colour is Niamh and Louise? Yeah, because they're gonna want to know.
We,
just for curiosity, you can edit this out.
Doing requests for Niamh and Louise.
Well, Louise, because of the L, would be same as Lizzie. What? Who's that Niamh?
Niamh, yeah.
Niamh, it's an N and in the I, so like I would say there's a mix of like a reddish deep purple and like
An aubergine.
No, brighter a bit, like a bit more on the reddish spectrum.
Like me,
and
maroon.
Then the I would be like a very bright lime green.
Okay, so Lizzie and Louise have the same color. They're just
yeah. But do Leah, Louise, and Lizzie all have the same?
Yeah, all of the L's would have the same colors. Yeah,
interesting. Anyways, that was a nice little David segment.
Yeah, I was fair thinking we need a name for these episodes. You know the manic ones where we just kind of shy talk and the episode isn't actually really about the episode. It's just getting us through a week
of
the podcast.
Then maybe we call it something like, and then we could upload them on Mondays, like Manic Mondays.
Yeah, like...
Upload it on a Monday then instead.
Oh, that's so annoying because I'm already having to apologise that we're going to be another day late because I couldn't handle life today enough
or shy,
to look at the fucking podcast, so... Shite Saturdays could also work.
Or...
See, we can't do Shite Talk because Shite Talk is taken by another Irish podcast, which is very upsetting. Otherwise, I do Shite Talk Saturdays. But it feels like copyright infringement.
So we'll definitely come up with good wordplay because of like Shite Talk.
We will. We'll think of something and we'll start naming these episodes that from here on out.
No, but it would be a good idea even when it's like an episode that we don't want to do like a proper thing that it's like...
Yeah, the listeners know what they're getting at least.
Shit Talk Saturdays and then it's like we have it in the bio then or the description have like the topics that we kind of touched on.
Yeah.
Like the same way that they do in like the basement area that they have a few topics that they like touch on.
Oh, and they just pick one of them and name the title. Yeah.
The main one.
Yeah. I'm sure by the end of this episode, we'll have come up with something crafty to call it. But before we got into it, I, for the crack, found a load of would you rather questions. Because as you might remember, we've had a recent request about us being a bit more personal. And I thought, what's more fucking personal than would you rather?
I've found the name. I've thought of it. Dissertation. Like dissertation? Like cesspool? Dissertation?
Dissertation.
Is that good or am I stupid?
I mean...
I can't tell.
No, because I'm just like the first title, dissertation and relaxation, and then we just have the two dots on whatever the fuck that episode was about that week. Listen, I like it. We're going to think about it and see, are we just manic because we're both hanging? Is it actually
good? I feel like it's good.
Considering you named our podcast, I have full faith in you.
Yeah, that was a whole manic moment. And it was so funny because I'd actually suggested it first,
mm-hmm.
like ages before. And then I said it again like months later when we were like still trying to think of a name. And I was like, what about this? And you were like, that's such a good idea. And I was like, I said this like months ago. And you like, obviously like, we're not paying attention.
Evidently not, because that seemed like we were just talking about the name and you said that. And I was like, how the fuck did she do that quick? It was literally like first thought, best thought, let's go. There was no other, like there was no debate about what we called the podcast. That was it. So I'm trusting you with the title of our side episode. Would you like to play a bit Would You Rather so that people could get to know us as has been requested?
Girl, yeah. I love Would You Rather.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Go, go, go. I'm excited.
Because this is what I can click, because I thought that would be easier for life. So, would you rather be in prison for 7 years or be sentenced to death but still not caught?
What?
So, be in prison for 7 years, do your 7 years and you're free again. Or... you're going to be sentenced to death if you get caught, but you're not caught yet.
Oh, 7 years. Oh my God, the anxiety would kill me every day. I think I would turn... No, I would make... Because you can't turn yourself in, then.
No.
No. No. 7 years.
You have to be on the run forever. Like,
yeah, no, 7 years.
You're doing your 7 years. Handy.
Yeah, easy. That's an easy choice.
54% of people
fucking
agree with you.
I have far too much of a fucking... What's the word? Internet footprint? That's not the term. What's the word?
No, footprint. Yeah, online footprint. Would be right. Like, online footprint probably
Like, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not going in and having to fucking set up a new Twitter, a new everything. I'm not doing it.
Sorry, you're on the run and your main concern is that you would have to set up a new Twitter?
Realistically, yeah. Like, why? If you, like, cultivate a whole new TikTok feed, I'm killing myself.
I mean, man, those algorithms, when they go wrong, they're fucking difficult. I've given up on TikTok completely. And I'm not mad about it, but, like...
When I got into it first, I actually deleted the app and restarted because the algorithm was really bad. And then once I did that, it was perfect.
Mm.
Because I was liking stuff and I was like, why is my timeline like not adjusting to the stuff I'm liking? Like, I was still getting like random, like I was getting a load of soccer shit and like a load of...
Yeah, the beginner fucking medley that they just give out there.
It just kept coming and I was like, I'm liking stuff that comes up and like I was sending stuff to the girls and they were sending me stuff and I was like, none of this is affecting my algorithm. And then I deleted the app and restarted it and I kept all my messages and everything, but it like obviously updated the algorithm in my phone and it works grand now.
I got angry because I fixed it and then it's like went back and it just started being all ads for the TikTok shop, and then it slowly started repairing itself and I stuck it out, and then it went back to being all ads for the TikTok shop and one specific thing from my algorithm, like one specific section of things that I like. They just gave me all of that and ads for the TikTok shop, and I was like, you know, go fuck yourself, I'll get the TikToks in a week on Reels, it's fine.
Yeah, and I send in bits as well into the group chat as well whenever I come across something that you'll like.
Exactly. I'm fine without it. It's part of my transition into pure grandmother, because I'm now turning against social media.
No, to be fair.
It's a bad time.
It's just not as good as it used to be. And no. I sound like such an old one, but it's true. It just isn't.
It's fucking true. It's like, you see it with everyone.
The days of like Bebo and like all that. And then like when Twitter was like new, like not new, but like, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like 2014-ish, like when we were in secondary school, was peak social media.
Definitely.
Because Instagram was like...
There was no pressure on it, man. There's so much pressure on it now. And it's all ad-based and like...
Yeah, and you can't get away from the ads.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just opened up Twitter to see what's anything trending. A client pissed in my makeup chair today. This is my 13th reason. Some girl just posted that.
I would be hanging her by a noose. Like,
I would drag her out by her hair.
Honestly?
No, I wouldn't. Do you know what? I'd pull her out of her fucking chair and I'd rub her nose in it like a pissy dog. And that's... Like, you're a dirty bitch.
Baiting her with the newspaper like in fucking Scary Movie. All right, okay, next question. It's a good
sorry,
one.
Yeah, sorry. That was just fucking audacious. I can't believe
honestly,
that.
Honestly, it's fine. Again, this is a fucking mad episode anyway, so who cares if we tangent? Would you rather be hung by a noose or be decapitated by a guillotine?
Decapitated, obviously.
But what if you're like still aware, like they say you are for like...
I don't care. What if it happens like the Mam Trasna episode where your man like was just hanging there for fucking hours?
I mean, also true.
No. And it's with my fat neck? No. If I was graceful like a fucking swan like Lizzie, I'd be like, fine. But knowing my luck, my bones are strong as shit. You, your head would pop off. Me, I'm built to survive and I would hang there for hours. I'm picking decapitation all day.
But I'm with you as well. Like, I feel like no matter what way I go, something stupid is going to happen. But like, with being hung by a noose, I definitely would be unfortunate and I would just get like vegetized instead of actually fully hung.
Fuck that. No, at least I know with the guillotine, it's just gone. And like, realistically, okay, my head is off and it's a bit painful, whatever. At least I'm dead fast.
It's true. It's got to be less painful than anything. Like, you can't be aware of it's a body you're not attached to.
I feel like you would be, your body, your brain, your fucking everything cannot process that amount of shock and pain in one moment. That it's just like, you're just, your head is just a potato. And you're like, holy fuck, my head is off my shoulders and you're just dead then. I don't even think you'd have time to process it.
No, fair. Like, it's, you're just having all of that lovely brain death going on, so.
Yeah, I feel like if your spinal cord is cut, you just die instantly, no?
I think it's only a couple of seconds though, where there'd still be like blood circulating to your head before.
It can't be any worse than stubbing your toe. Realistically.
The baby one into the corner of a fucking bed frame. This one will test your true character. How evil are you actually? Okay. Would you rather prevent World War II or win a life-changing amount of money in a lottery?
Personally, obviously, who wouldn't pick the money? But at the same time, you have to pick World War II because fucking obviously.
I mean, listen, nobody but me, you and our couple of listeners know about this question. So if the truth is, you'd rather win the life-changing amount of
money. Realistically, in an ideal world, if it was a case of, like, World War II has already happened, sure, obviously I'll take the money. Mm. But then again, if I can go back in time and save all those people, obviously I would pick that. But I'd be annoyed about it, and I'd be a bit bitter, and I would fully expect compensation from their ancestors.
Listen, I gotta be fair honest here. I can go back and prevent that World War II. I don't think I can prevent...
But then another one's gonna happen.
Exactly. Like, that World War II is happening whether we liked it or not. Like, if I...
just how it happened.
They're saying prevent World War II, but how? I go back and kill Hitler. There's like 8 other Hitlers waiting to be Hitler.
Yeah, no, I would pick 100% save all those lives. I would be bitter about it. I
feel
I'm
like I'm
not
poor
enough to warrant picking the money. Are you? Yeah. You're a bad bitch.
Sorry. When I cannot, like, I go back, I prevent that World War II and there's going to be another one. Why would I take, like, I get to do something that makes a difference, guaranteed with the money. There's no guarantee with me going back to prevent World War II that I will actually succeed in preventing all future world wars. Whatever next world war is
World
War
II. No, I'm saving Anne Frank. I don't care.
So
I want to see. But I'm asking her, can I read her diary though? Like the unfiltered one.
I mean,
because Otto Fair filtered the shit out of that. But to be fair, God knows what she was writing. But at the same time, no, I'm picking kill Hitler, save, you know, all the Jews and everyone, and like everyone that didn't deserve to fucking die in such a horrible, horrific way. But I'm going to be a little bit sad about the fact that I couldn't take all the money.
Again, it says prevent World War II, not the Holocaust. So I don't know how specific we're being.
True! Am I just like, is it just going to happen and nobody's going to get thick about
this
it?
This is my point. This is my exact
point. Oh, no,
point.
See, that's a loophole. That's a loophole. If it's a case of I'm just preventing the actual fighting, then I'm taking the money all day. If it's a case of I'm preventing the Holocaust, I'm preventing the Holocaust.
This, I don't like the way the question's worded. I don't trust
no,
it.
No, that's a trick question.
Yeah.
That's a fucking genie shit. That's leprechaun vibes.
Exactly.
Stop pissing. Don't.
See.
No. If I could prevent...
Not evil, I'm
pragmatic. Holocaust, 100%. If it's only the fighting, kind of don't give a fuck.
It's unspecific.
I feel bad for the young lads that died, but also, young lads would be dying in war all the time. It's kind of not my problem.
65% of people chose the money.
Yeah, because they all copped the loophole.
They all copped the loophole.
Because I was one of those people who would have said, obviously, the Holocaust, the World War II. But yeah, anyone who cops the loophole is picking the money.
I don't know if this is a good question or not. Would you rather live forever or until the end of days? Or the end of the universe, or die right now with no afterlife?
That's obvious, a stupid question. What the fuck does that mean? Oh, that's a bad question. That's a hard one.
Yeah, never die or die, just completely stop existing.
As in, the fucking apocalypse comes and you're just floating around in space.
Yep.
Oh, fuck that.
The universe, literally, the whole content universe needs to end for you to die.
Yeah.
All of existence needs to be wiped out, or you can die right now.
I feel like, realistically, I kind of don't know if I believe in an afterlife anyways.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm more on the reincarnation vibe.
Honestly, because I'm so convinced of old souls, it's the most realistic one. But not realistic, it's very fucking fanciful, but like...
Have you been here before? I feel like I have. I feel like Lizzie hasn't.
I've definitely like been here before.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like I've been here a few times. I feel like you've been here, maybe not as much as me. I feel like you've definitely been here once or twice. There's no way you're this much of a cripple for no reason.
But my soul has nothing to do with my body, though.
Karma's a bitch, man. You definitely did something shady as fuck. Maybe it's because you killed me in a past life or something. But also, that's my whole thing of, like, that's why I feel like when you meet people and you're like, I know you, I've known you before, I feel like it's that kind of a vibe of, like, if there is reincarnation as a thing, it's because you knew them in a past life.
Yeah, and as we know from Avatar The Last Airbender, friendships transcend lifetimes.
I feel like we're all fairly fresh.
I'm very weary and, like, kind of grateful of death, so I feel like I've been here too many times. Just no survival instinct.
I feel like Lizzie is freshest of the three of us, and I feel like maybe...
Yeah, there's a lot of fight in that one. I feel like she's definitely the freshest.
And then who's next? Me? And then you?
Just on the, if we're basing on the sheer amount of giving up. Because I feel like the older the soul gets,
yeah,
the less...
Yeah, but you're fairly beaten down, though. Like,
it's also true.
Do you know what I mean?
Also
like,
true. Like,
you're not going to be kicking and fighting. I feel like the fight hasn't been kicked out of me as much.
I'm just leaning towards Di right now with no afterlife.
Oh, I'm absolutely picking that. Sure, what makes it makes no difference? Like,
fucking 86% of people went live forever. Are you?
Yeah, morons.
Are
you fucking? I wouldn't want to live forever anyways.
No.
Unless I could make sure that everyone I ever knew ever was also going to live together. And then overpopulation is definitely going to be an issue.
Like why imagine, the fuck?
Like, even like those random people that like you went to school with, like, and you're outgrowing everyone. I just wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like it. And you'd lose everything. Imagine having a necklace in the fucking 1800s. Where did that go? Sure, God knows. God fucking knows. I probably lost it. I lost it in the 20s. Like, you'd like, sure, look. No, amazing. I'm picking die now. Fuck that. That's an obvious answer. I feel like you're living forever. So like, what? You're just floating around in space and bits, just alive.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. I picked die now as well. We're part of the 18% of people. That's a shit one. We'll do one more and then I'll tell you what we've got for this week.
Okay, ask me a real shit one and then a good one.
Oh, that's a good one actually. Okay, would you rather punch a pilgrim or eat an avocado?
I feel like I want to punch a pilgrim.
I want to punch the pilgrim.
Just to see, like,
I don't
I don't really like avocado anyways.
Yeah, I like guacamole.
So that's an, yeah, that's, but that's, I feel like that's gone past being
an avocado. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is definitely like plain avocado.
I feel like that could be like, do you want like a couple of hundred euro or punch a pilgrim? I kind of want to punch a pilgrim just to see. No, I just to see, like, and I kind of want to meet a pilgrim as well and just be like, FYI, oh my God, you could say some outrageous shit. You could predict something really hilarious.
Like in fucking Gravity Falls. This is a calculator.
Yeah, exactly.
We are in the minority again. It's only 40% of people. 60% want to eat the fucking avocado. You pussy.
Boring bastards.
Punch the pilgrim. Just for the alliteration.
Obviously,
alone.
Just to say you got to box the pilgrim. Like, what's the issue?
Honestly. Would you rather have narcolepsy or chronic insomnia?
Narcolepsy.
It's got to be better, right?
See, narcolepsy, the issue is then is that, like, in regards to, like, working and driving and stuff, like, insomnia is bad, but...
But, I mean, you can't really drive or work if you're not sleeping either.
Yeah.
So I feel like your life is fucked either way.
But then the thing is as well, like, I feel like a sleep you get from narcolepsy isn't a proper sleep. It's more like you're passing out.
No, but you still have the ability to sleep properly. You just take little fucking...
Yeah, no, I feel like it would impact your day, like, your quality of life. And I know insomnia would as well. But I feel like I'm used to being tired.
That's also true.
And you can medicate insomnia. I know you can medicate narcolepsy, but I feel like it'd be harder to handle in a day-to-day life. And I also feel like, and this is, I'm not like coming for people with narcolepsy, but I feel like it would be embarrassing.
To just fall. I mean.
You know what I mean? Like you're on a date or something and you get tired or, I don't really know how it works, but like you kind of.
As far as I've seen it, they just drop.
They're like seizures almost, but they're not. You know what I mean? That they just can take you out. Like what, you're on a date or a night out or. Do you know what? I feel like it's a little bit embarrassing, whereas with insomnia, it does impact your day-to-day life, but it's not. It's different. I would say I'd pick insomnia.
I think I'd have to go for the narcolepsy. I know what I'm like when I don't sleep. I like get hallucinations and shit. So I'm not here for that anymore.
I do too, but I'm also like...
I've dealt with fucking insomnia for years. And I'm finally at a point now where my depression levels are low enough that I don't have to deal with insomnia anymore.
Yeah.
Like I go through bouts of like not being able to sleep at all to the point of like...
Yeah, but then Savannah, it's like the devil, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, but I also get dissociative fucking seizures where I just shut down and fall asleep in the middle of the public anyway. So I'm just like adding them. You know, I've just added bonuses.
Okay, fair. You're just like upgrading.
But it's pretty evenly matched actually. So 48% are with me on the narcolepsy and 52% are with you on the chronic insomnia. So you are still part of the majority, but like it's pretty even. Like, but now I have sort of, in a way, done Would You Rather with reason, because we're now going to play sort of a game of that again, but with our story for the week. Because okay. I'm going to make you decide which one you'd rather believe in between Hollow Earth or Flat Earth.
What do you mean?
So, conspiracies. You know what Flat Earth
Fuck
is.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Have you heard of Hollow Earth Theory?
No.
Fantastic. Because that's the one I have more information on than Flat Earth. Because Flat Earth we obviously already know about. Because we know when the fuckers already started believing in that shit.
Yeah. Also, I saw this thing recently. Oh, wait, are you going to talk about Flat Earth a little bit?
A little bit, but I'm sure it's probably fine. Like...
No, I saw recently and I'm like, how do these people know these? Like, so I saw a thing about Flat Earth that basically it was like that the Earth as we know it is a little circle, a little flat circle, mm-hmm. with a ring of ice around it, and then there's like a gate in the ice, and that's why they don't want us to go to fucking... Are you going to be talking about this?
Yeah, again, it's just a mention of it, but yeah.
But then that there's more rings around Earth with all these other continents and shit, And like all these continents, they were like, they had like these really detailed pictures. I'll see if I can find it here.
Oh, this is they new. They've expanded the ice wall theory.
They have all these detailed pictures and shit. And there was all these different like continents outside it. Like if I can find the... Anyways, okay, you start and I'll have a look here and I'll be listening to you.
Okay, we're going to start with Hollow Earth anyway. Okay. Catch you up to speed there. Okay, so let's dive into Hollow Earth. Splash! All right. So now I didn't know this until the research. Like I knew some things about Hollow Earth because, as you know, we have a resident conspiracy theorist in the family who believes everything that the internet tells him.
Yes.
So that's where I
feel like every family has one.
At least one. At least one. But I don't trust people who don't believe in any conspiracy theories.
Yeah, like obviously you need to be aware of the fact that there is stuff that that the government is hiding from us.
Yes.
But like, I feel like I also kind of don't care. Like, okay. It doesn't impact my life.
There's actually, oh my God. There's a guy who's been labeled as a conspiracy theorist, and I think it doesn't help that he was chatting a bit to Joe Rogan. So, you know, it's Joe. It doesn't help your fucking reputation much. But he's not a scientist. He's basically a journalist, an investigative journalist, and he's like investigating human prehistory.
Okay.
That's what he says. But yeah, basically he's traveling around the world finding these old, like way older than we originally thought, sites with these really complicated structures in them, and they're like they're really deep and fucking wide, and they go so far down that they're like, is it 12,000 years earlier than we thought that human civilization existed?
Okay.
Like that human, like actual intelligent human civilization, that we weren't just basic hunter-gatherers anymore, could go back to the very end of the Ice Age. Like literally as the Ice Age was ending, humans started civilizing and making really complicated structures in ways that we don't know how the fuck they did it. And it's all predating back to like shit that we never... It's
I do think though, a lot of the time, like, so people really underestimate other people.
Yeah.
Like consistently across the board, they're like, why are you surprised that a fucking caveman was capable? Like, okay, they mightn't have been as complex as it, but they were not stupid.
No.
Like, you can see how intelligent a fucking chimpanzee is, and a caveman is much closer in intelligence to us than it is to a chimp.
Exactly. And that's the other thing, is that like, they're already thinking now that fucking great apes are moving on to the Stone Age for them. They're learning how to use...
They're using tools and stuff. Yeah, of course. Yeah. They're
like,
not
they're
stupid.
They're doing it themselves the same way our ancestors did. And why would we only suddenly start doing that in the last 5,000 years?
It's also like those things, but I feel like people in general underestimate other like species. Like, as in, they're like, oh, only dolphins know how, dolphins and chimps, only they're the only ones who know how, are like apes or whatever. I think monkeys as well are the only ones who know how mirrors work.
Mm.
That's not true.
No.
I have seen my dog, Spooky, come in and look in the, like, in a reflection and see me and react to what I'm doing. So, like, if I'm like, I can't remember what it was, but I think I was hiding like his ball from him or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was holding the ball and he couldn't see it from where he was, and then he looked in the mirror and he could see the ball in the reflection, and he jumped and got the ball like around the couch or whatever. Like, people are like, oh, they don't react to mirrors. Like, why the fuck would you if you're not like looking at your own appearance? Like, dogs don't care what they look like.
Yeah.
Like, why does a baby care what it looks like?
I'll tell you who does. Birds. Marley is like, if you give Marley a mirror, he will stare at himself for hours, blowing himself kisses. He loves himself.
Yeah.
Loves himself. And a lot of birds do.
No, they absolutely do.
They fully get it.
Like, they come in and they're like, that's dog. And they, like, some dogs bark at it or whatever. But then after a while, they're like, that's me.
Yeah.
And then they're like, sure, I don't fucking care. That's me.
Exactly.
Because it's me.
Danger's gone. I'll be on my way now. This is not an important part of my day.
They don't have to fucking fix their hair. Like.
I'm a fucking dog. Exactly.
Do you know?
Anyways, so sorry. That's the new... But now we're going to talk about fucking Hollow Earth. And the first person to, well, on paper, speculate about the Earth being hollow was Edmund Halley of Halley's Comet.
Okay.
So, like, legit scientist. But...
Yeah, like someone actually proper, like.
Yeah, we're going back early. So this is the problem with Hollow Earth, is that there's, like, actual scientists who supported it at one point. And it just keeps coming back like a fucking STD. As you'll see. So he originally proposed that Hollow Earth was a series of nesting spherical shells that were all spinning in different directions around a central core. And that was basically his theory to explain why he would get anomalies on his compass when he was out exploring, because it would be explained if each shell of the Earth had its own magnetic field. Okay. So every time one
and
shifted,
the
magnetic field
changed. And are we on the outside
changed.
Of the Hollow Earth, or are we
we're
stuck
the outside.
To the inside?
We're on the outside. Well, it depends. On his version, where we are so far, We're on the outside.
Okay. So we're like, we, the earth is as we think it is. It's just the core and like all that kind of shit is, there's nothing there. It's just hollow.
It's hollow.
And there's people in the hollow.
Yes. Now, Hallie didn't present that, but that's later. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there needs to be an air hole.
Ah, so there's two.
Oh. Oh my God. Okay. Interesting.
So actually on that topic, he proposed that the space between each of the shells had luminous atmospheres that could support life.
What? What does that mean?
So basically, because this was a fair struggle for me to try and see if I understood. It's a bit to follow. But my understanding of it was, so you've all the shells and I presume they're somewhat overlapping for them to be able to spin but remain in contact. So that space then between where they would overlap, allowing them to spin without grinding off each other, was able to support life. I don't know.
Sounds like that's a bit of a reach.
Yeah. It's not a perfect theory and it was absolutely rejected by everyone.
Yeah, no. I don't like the idea of the spinning plates. The spinning plates sounds like shit talk.
Yeah.
Because, like what, they fuck up one small bit and then half a continent is just smashed.
Literally, like the tectonic plates, like that would be what
happened. Just smearing hundreds of thousands of people that are living inside the earth up on the walls. Come on, like...
Imagine they're just spinning around constantly. Like, do they float upside down when it goes that way? Because they're inside it.
I presume it's gravity.
I don't know. I feel like inside has to be... Don't G-force. Like... But then I guess, yeah, well, they'd feel it less.
It's, I suppose it's like the opposite of gravity. It's like, I feel like it's the G-force that they're like nearly pressed into the outside. You know, when you have like...
Yeah.
You feel like put a ball into a bottle and you swing it. Like, the ball will stay
up. Yeah, yeah.
So they're just kind of like nearly squashed. They're like being squashed up in it while we're being pulled down.
That doesn't sound very supportive to life.
No, it sounds like one small fuck up and there's billions of people just being shot around the place. Doesn't sound like a very good idea.
No, but the good news is everyone agrees with you in the Hollow Earth community. So they expanded the theory to get rid of the fuck at the shells and just have it that the earth
inside.
Is just hollow. It's just, it's like a large cavern inside of our earth.
And they're just like living on the walls. But they're like stuck to the walls, like they're living up the walls. Like
I wondered,
mold.
This is all of that space upwards wasted. But I think that's just basically like us, the earth and the sky kind of thing. So like all the way up would be like nothing. Because the way they see it is that there's like a small sun that hangs in
the
center.
Oh, come on.
So that's the
no.
core. Yeah.
No. No. I'm not having this now. But then I suppose that has to be a thing because then, yeah, like there would have to be some sort of a light source for the people to be able to survive.
Yeah. So the small core sun, I guess, that hangs in the center of Hollow Earth has a light side and a dark side so that it can shift between day and night cycles.
Oh, for fuck off. No, it doesn't.
That was my absolute
favorite
part.
It can just be daylight all the time in there and they can just close their curtains. It can just be daylight all the time.
No, they have to have
no, they're like, there has to be day and night. No, there doesn't.
No, there does.
That doesn't have to be a thing. There doesn't.
There's a dark side of the sun. And you're just going to have to accept it.
I hate that concept. That's actually ruined it for me. I'm actually going to look at pictures and see what people are saying.
But fucking inner earth sun at least creates the lush, livable environment inside. So there's like a whole ecosystem. There's basically another earth inside of the earth.
Absolutely makes sense.
Yeah, good.
Ooh,
I'm glad you're like on board.
Let me send it to you. It makes no fucking sense and it's not realistic. But it's the last one I've sent. So basically it's like the earth but reverse. So like the sun and all the planets are inside the hollow earth.
Yes.
And we're stuck
yeah.
to the walls.
That
but
is.
But then there's no air holes. We will suffocate. If that's the realistic one. No. I mean,
this is the problem as well. There's much debate inside the hollow earth community about what form of hollow earth is the right form of hollow earth.
Ooh, I found a cool picture that I kind of feel like we need to use. That shows, like, the one you're talking about right now with the sun inside and stuff. Just for a visual aid.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be about it. Because what, didn't they say it's something like a... I'm sure I'll get to it, but I think they think it's like 80 kilometers or something, or 800 kilometers wide of a crust, and that's what we live on top of. And then inner earth is inside and it's a utopia. But it's somewhere in my notes.
Okay.
They're convinced because they have websites dedicated to their knowledge. If after this you were swayed to the truth of Hollow Earth, you can go and look for any Hollow Earth or website, because there's a fucking ton of them. But their websites say that the theories originate with mathematicians and scientists such as, and I'm about to name some people here, they mean nothing to me, maybe they'll mean something to someone.
Okay.
Leonard Euler.
I'm going to Google him. How do I spell that?
In the early 18th century. Go for it. Oh,
Leonard who?
Euler. E-U-L-A-R.
Oh, Leonhard, is it?
Leonard, yeah.
Fuck's sake. Okay, yeah, I'm immediately... No, he spelt his name wrong. I'm immediately just... He's being disallowed.
Oh, it's Leonhard.
Okay, he's Swiss. Okay, who else?
And Sir John Leslie. Now, John Leslie does sound vaguely familiar, but I don't know why that name sounds familiar to me. Sir John Leslie in the 19th century. But sources to support either one of them supporting Hollow Earth? Very vague. Like, there's not really any. So, big if true.
Sure, like, that's just two fellas, like.
But I guess they were somewhat respected in the scientific community, and if they backed it up, then surely it was real. I mean, the fact that we have Halley behind it is already a big enough problem.
Sorry, Sir John Leslie. Mm-hmm. He was Irish.
What did he do?
Born in 1916 in New York, and then he died in April 2016 in Ireland.
What? No.
No, 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 no. There's another John Leslie.
There has Never to mind. Be.
Yeah, the physicist. He was Scottish. Best remembered for his research into heat.
I mean, being a Scotsman, I understand
that. The first artificial production of ice.
Oh, there we go. Sir John Leslie proposed a Hollow Earth in his 1829 Elements of Natural Philosophy.
Yeah, but like, they were saying shit back then. You know what I mean? They did just
I mean, it's 1829.
Do you know... Like, a lot of the... Like, they didn't believe that the Earth was round for a really... Well, look, sure, isn't that the fucking topic of the podcast, I suppose? But they didn't realise that the Earth was round for a really long time.
Yeah, and then when they did think it was round, despite, they thought, you know, it was
the
hollow.
Moon and the sun and every other fucking thing being round. But sure, look.
Listen.
We're obviously different.
Okay. That is the worst part about flat Earth, is that they're like, no, the other ones are round. It's just us that's flat. Anyway, regardless...
But I feel like a lot of that shit is, like, simulation vibes, so that they're like, this is a simulation.
Yeah. In 1818, this really pushed the movement along, because John Cleve Sims Jr., mm-hmm. a great name, published his Circular Number 1, which declared to the whole world that the Earth was hollow. You get what you were looking for with Sims' theory, because he theorized that Hollow Earth had two huge holes for entry points, and we'll presume air holes,
mm-hmm.
in the North Pole and one in the South Pole.
Yeah, fair. Makes sense.
Yeah. Both of the poles.
Like, where else
would
they be realistically like?
Exactly. They're just in the way if they're anywhere else.
Well, I feel like they'd have been noticed by now.
Oh, funny you should say that. We'll get to the portal to Hollow Earth being noticed in a little bit.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay.
But listen, John fucking Cleves, he was 100% sure. 100% sure that he was right. And he thought it would be great crack, because not only did his inner earth definitely support life, it would be stocked with...
Oh, for fuck's sake, what?
Stocked with hefty vegetables and animals, oh. If not men. I just, instead of hefty, I wrote thiefty. And...
You were definitely reading something or listening to something.
I definitely was. Yep. Stocked with hefty vegetables and animals, if not men. And he said that this was science fact, not science fiction, and that all planetary bodies were like that. So basically the whole universe was hollow.
Like, it's annoying me because I can't be like, that's not true.
No, you're along.
Because I have no
today.
Proof that I personally found.
Right.
I'm going on the words of scientists. And it's not like they have never lied before.
I mean, very true. You never know. Either way, he wanted to prove. He wanted to give you the proof that you so desperately crave. And he continued to campaign for the Hollow Earth expedition that he and his supporters even managed to get to Congress to get them to vote on whether or not they would fund it. And they refused. But he continued to campaign for the theory until his death in 1849. And then after he died, students, admirers and Sims' own son continued publishing materials explaining the theory after his death. One particular offshoot of the theory comes from healer and eventual cult leader Cyrus Teed. The fact that he ended up with his own cult out of this is fucking upsetting.
I want a cult.
Honestly. Well, apparently
all you
have to do...
I feel like we'd be really nice leaders too. I feel like we'd be sound.
Maybe that's why we would never have a successful cult. cult. Because we'd be too sound. Like, no one would follow us well because we'd be too sound. We wouldn't be bothered fucking manipulating them.
Yeah, but then we'd make an example of someone.
True.
Like, someone would piss us off on a bad day and we'd be like, right, beheadings.
We'd be loved until we weren't anymore.
Yeah, I feel like we'd go too far of a sudden because shit would have built up.
Oh, we would, yeah. Like, that would be our final snap. That's like the 13th reason, but the 13th reason to finally go full villain.
And it'd be something really stupid, like someone forgot to buy the right milk.
Definitely. The commune is out of grain for the day. But throwing back to the picture he sent in, Cyrus Teed, he flipped the script and he said it was more of a cellular cosmology that basically placed the entire universe inside of a shell where humans were living inside of the Hollow Earth, looking up at the universe. And the universe in turn was just an illusion created by a solar mechanism, and the stars were just reflections of the mechanism's light. Are you with me still?
I don't know.
So the shell that you sent me and all the universe, all the planets, all of us are inside it.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then that shell is the universe. It's just an elaborate machine that creates a projection of what we see when we look out into the cosmos. Okay?
Okay, fine. Sure. Awesome. What the fuck ever. What's the point? Can someone explain to me why that would be a thing? An experiment. Who the fuck gives enough of a shit? Like, what did they experiment on?
This is what I'm thinking. Like, who made the mechanism then?
And why? Like, people seem to think that it's like, oh, it's an experiment. Experiment? What are they trying to find out? Just to see, like, how people live? Sure. Yeah. Why the fuck do they care?
Honestly, unless you're telling me that I'm someone's cruel game of Sims, I don't want to hear about it.
But, like, what can they apply it to? Because it won't, like, be applicable to their own universe if we're a self-contained universe, because our reality will be completely entirely different.
Yeah. I have no idea.
Fucking sure, that's fine. Maybe they're trying to farm us. Ew, maybe we're being farmed. I hate that. That's the
We're
most
just
realistic.
A load of battery hens that...
Yeah, and they're just waiting until there's enough of us and they're just picking us off as we go.
Is that why our population has exploded so much recently and then they released the virus and it just didn't work? So now they're like, you know, just setting the lines to start wars and things.
What? Like, we're just like people that they just test medicines on. So they release different viruses and shit. And then they try out these different medicines to see what works.
I mean, in all science fiction, humans are like the laughing stock of the fucking universe when we end up like breaking into space travel and finding all the other species and what have you. So if that's the case and we're just like in a little prison because we're useless, so we're just used to check their fucking war technology on. That would very much fit in line with a lot of these conspiracy theories as well, actually.
Mm.
No, I think that's probably the one.
Okay, nice. I mean, listen, anymore. There's nothing we can do about that. What my thing is like, I don't care. I don't understand why people care. Because there's nothing you can do
about
it anyways.
What are you going to do if you're proven just right? What are you actually going to do?
Just pretend like it's not real. Just go along with your fucking life because nothing you can do about it anyways. Even if you tell everyone, you convince everyone that you're telling the truth and it's true and et cetera. What are we supposed to do about it?
Yeah. Turn off the simulation and stop us existing. Like,
and now we're all dead. Thanks.
Yeah.
A boy Richard fucking ruined
this
it for
the
everyone.
Entire plot Wreck-It Ralph and you fucked it up. But anyway, this whole idea that we've just spent the last god knows how long trying to decipher somehow became popular enough that a small cult formed around him called the Koreshan Unity, because he renamed himself Koresh instead of fucking Cyrus, which I can understand. Because who wants to trust a cult leader called Cyrus Teed?
I wouldn't.
I
think
either.
He should change his name. I would change my name if I was him, because who the fuck? I'm not following him. That's embarrassing.
Well, he did. He changed his name to Koresh.
That's not better. That's not better. There's so many options in the world in regards to it. Reminds me of that scene in fucking Superbad. Why the fuck would it between that or Muhammad? Why? Why are they the only two options? Why the fuck would it be between, like, why? John is right there. Barry, Jonathan.
Yeah, but that they're not cult leader names.
I don't care. Ku Cullen. A cool, I mean, like, fucking
you
ancient
have to
tool.
Have. It doesn't matter who you are, how wide
I'm also
of a
not being funny,
are.
But calling yourself Koresh is only asking, like, a lot of culty stuff, you're pulling in people who are racist. Calling yourself Koresh, you're weeding out the racist, because they're not going to sign up to someone who sounds like that, who has a name like that. They're not. Because they're immediately thinking you're Middle Eastern.
I mean, this is true, but that's why, like, you have to have that kind of Middle Eastern vibe to it so that people believe there's some mysticism about it. that, like, okay, but he's Middle Eastern, he might actually be magic.
That's true. That's true. The double-edged sword, I suppose.
It really is. But it clearly worked for him because the Khorasan Union happened and they had an extensive colony in Estero, Florida in 1894. But most of the community left after T died in 1908. So they were just a cult. They just enjoyed the fact that they lived in the fucking Hollow Earth machine. And then everyone was like, okay, I guess time to go back to my family now.
Well, I mean,
how do you just disband a cult? Like,
what else are you supposed to do?
Kill everyone. You can't just disband. How do you go back? You've just lived with this man for, hang on, 1894 to 1908. So that's at least 14 years. 14 years of their lives they gave to this man. He dies and then they're like, well, back to the wife and kids, I suppose.
Do you know what? The fool's taking him back.
Honestly. No, I'm sorry. You have to pull a Church of Latter-day Saints and be like, okay, John's dead, but I'm here. And he actually spoke with me and told me that I am now the mouthpiece of God. So the cult continues.
Like,
you have to. You can't just disband a cult. I'm uncomfortable with it. Like, how do you go back to a normal life after living in a cult compound for 14 years?
I don't know, man. I just, at that stage, why would you even want a normal life? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, it's also a relatively long time for a cult without hearing anything major. I'll have to look it up. Khorasan Unity. I could be very fucking wrong. They could have killed so many people for all I know.
It's like your man who was living in the fucking airport for like 16 years or something. Do you remember that guy?
He couldn't get out. Oh, he only died recently.
Yeah, but he got out eventually and then he went back.
Yeah, he because
he didn't know how to live normal anymore. Like, I feel like it's the same thing.
Yeah, no, are people who constantly just continuously commit crimes so that they can get put back in prison because they don't suit outside life anymore. They've been in prison for too long. I feel like that. That's what I mean. That's why I can't accept it. Like, how do you just disband a cult? You can't. You've lived life too differently for too long to just go back to regular fucking folk. But anyways, the theory picked up more traction when polar explorer Admiral Richard E. Byrd, wonder if that's who Bird's Eye is based on, claimed that he entered the inner earth. And he apparently also found thriving civilizations in his 1920s trips and was once attacked by flying saucers that burst out of the ocean and wiped out half of his fleet.
It just sounds like fan fiction and not even the good kind.
Can
like, it
you
sounds made
trust?
Up. Like, it sounds like this is someone's first book that they ever wrote and they're like,
yeah,
this is just a plot that I've had in my head since I was 7. I just need to get it out of my head.
Exactly. Like, can you actually trust a salty sea explorer to tell you the truth? Famously not. That's how stories of mermaids and sea monsters came to be. Fucking bored sailors entertaining themselves. But no, he entered Earth. He entered inner Earth. He's seen it. He knows where it was.
Okay.
So he doesn't believe it. That got him free pints in the tavern.
That's so fucking true.
All the young ones enthralled hearing about it. Fucking liar is what he is. But alas, for our generation, our nutter is the author of World Top Secret, Our Earth Is Hollow, in capital letters, Rodney Clough. They all have fucking awful names.
Weirdly, Rodney is not the worst so far.
It's more the Clough for me.
Yeah, but a man named Rodney is going to have a weird second name.
True. I'm you just know what only I mean? Fools and horses is all that's in my head, just Rodders.
I know. But I kind of think the name Rodney is kind of cute in like an ugly way. It's like a cute version of Roger. It's like if Roger and Bobby had a baby.
Is it just because we've been charmed by like English Council Estate TV where all the Rodneys
no,
are just
Savannah,
like...
please be realistic. Don't say things like that.
No, but you know Rodney, like...
Who the fuck? If you put a young lad in a council estate in England and called him Rodney, he is getting the shit bit out of him every evening until he fucking dies. Are you serious?
Is that not a common fucking name? Like, I feel like it is.
Rodney. Rodneys.
I feel like there's so many fucking...
in 2022. How many Rodneys?
Is there a heap of Rodneys?
It peaked in... where the fuck is that? 1967, I think. There was, like, nearly 12,000.
Oh my god. What happened in 1967 that Rodney became so popular?
There was zero this year.
Yeah, I feel like old Rodders is gone. There's not going to be any more Rodneys.
338 in 2016. 1995, my year, was 1099. Like, not bad.
That's a lot of Rodneys. But this Rodney, moving back to it, He's also planning an expedition to the North Pole to find the hole to Inner Earth. And he believes that He believes that the Earth shell is about 800 miles thick from the outside of the inner to the inner surface. And there's a sun suspended in the center with, a light side and a dark side for day and night cycles.
I don't mind, personally, when this concept of, like, us being on the inside, I don't mind that because, like, the sun, obviously, they need a reason as to why it goes dark at nighttime, right? But when it's, like, we're on the outside and there's also an inside, the sun does not need to be turning off at night.
No, it's not like the day and night cycles support life on Earth in any way. Like,
no, it's actually apart just from the way the sun, like, the Earth is spinning, like. So, like, there's no need. Like, they can just be, it can just be, like, fucking, what is it, Sweden in the summertime where they get, like, an hour of night. Like, they don't need darkness. They can just go inside.
Yeah.
Like, why do they need nighttime?
Unless it affects, like, temperature and stuff, I suppose. I don't know. I don't know why they feel it's so necessary for the light and the dark side, apart from, like, it's, maybe it's more comprehensible if there's a day and a night cycle.
It makes it less, people. It makes it make less sense to me because I'm like, that's just not possible. But anyways, okay, go on.
I agree. But listen, most going theories about what does live inside Inner Earth is that there is a race of superhumans / aliens / giants / Nazis that live inside Inner Earth.
Okay.
And because they live in isolation and peace, they've grown bigger, better and immortal.
It's given Aryan race vibes and I'm not a fan.
Yeah, this is.
I also feel like it's not facts. I feel like they'd be sickly, like, you know, the little, like, crabs and shit that live in, like, the really dark caves under the sea.
Oh my god, yes.
Or, like, did you ever read the book, the Narnia books?
No, I saw the movies, not the
you
books.
Should. You should read the books, they're very good. But there's one of the books, I think it's The Silver Chair. Yeah, The Silver Chair. And they end up, like, underground. There's these, like, fucking weird, like, little elf things that live underground. And they're, like, basically exactly as you'd imagine, you know, the things that live, like, really deep under the sea.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
Little,
no,
small
yeah.
eyes and shit. Like, I'm like, they definitely would be weird looking. They'd be different to us because they wouldn't have the night and day cycle, so their skin and everything would be different.
They do have the night and day cycle.
I don't believe that. I'm actually taking that out of the fucking equation. I'm disregarding that because it's not true. I'm more liable to believe it being true if you tell me that it's just daytime all the time and they live on
the
inside.
What if they can turn the sun on and off like a gas fire?
I believe that
they
more
just turn it
than
off
night and day cycles.
Honestly, when I first heard about the inner sun, I did think of the day and night cycles. And my first thought was, do they turn it off with a little remote, like at night, like a gas fire?
I don't mind that. Because then it's just like man-made. It's a man-made light source.
Yeah, exactly. Like, at least make Hollow Earth, like, a more of a
Or even if they told
that
me that there was
there.
Fucking illuminescent shit that, like, lived on the inside, like, in the sea. Like, in the...
Yeah, like caves.
Like, there was just fields and fields
fungi.
Of this, like,
yeah.
glowing stuff that, like, lit up
Absolutely.
The world inside. And it was, like, some sort of a bacteria or something, I'd say. Fine.
I could absolutely imagine that mycelium loved the, like, hotter, more pressurized atmosphere of Inner Earth. So it fucking blew up and expanded and created a shit ton of new life forms. I could believe that more than actual Hollow Earth theory.
Yeah, there is glowing bacteria or fungus that live in caves, like, outside, like, in Ireland, like, in our world. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a glow worms.
Yeah, there's a bunch of luminescent creatures. Bunch of them. And plants. Bunch of
I could imagine instead of seas, they have just fields and fields of these glowing fucking plants. And they light up the world.
That'd be so much better. But no.
Right, that's
it's
our
a
theory.
It's a sun with a fucking light side and a dark side, I'm afraid.
Yeah, no, I don't believe
and
that.
And it keeps the Nazis warm. That's where they think spaceships actually come from. Not from the sky. They're not like aliens coming from outer space to visit us. They're already here. Fucking the spaceships are coming up out of the like inner earth, out of the sea. Because they're trying to keep an eye on us because they're afraid that we're going to start a nuclear war. Which I'm
like,
fair enough.
Fair, but also, why is it your problem? Because
if
you
we blow
inside?
Up the surface, we'll fair blow up the inside as well. Like.
Oh, fuck off. Nothing to do with you. Mind your fucking business. Like, I'm so sorry. The nuclear shit isn't going to, like, well, maybe it will, like, fall in or whatever. But, like, mind your fucking business. It's not that serious. It's nothing to do with you.
If we're going to do it, we're going to do it. Sending spaceships isn't going to stop us. But in 2016... theorists claimed that satellite images of the North Pole showed where they were hiding the entrance to the inner Earth. It was on a fucking satellite picture from NASA, and they basically said, like, there's loads of them that show that NASA's constantly covering one point on their satellite images of the North Pole that this point is always covered. And they have a few pictures to back that up. But the thing is, NASA has come back and said it's because, obviously, the pictures are taken by satellites that are turning around the Earth. So they're taken in stages and they don't always sync up. And there's a bunch of pictures of the North Pole. Fine. There's no hole in it. There's nothing. But we'll disregard those because NASA's hiding the entrance to inner Earth.
Yeah, but they're obviously edited and stuff, Savannah. Like, NASA obviously is going to lie.
Of course.
Like, I mean, obviously they will lie if that is true. But, like, at the same time, shut the fuck up.
What benefit do they serve of this?
But NASA obviously, like, have NASA, like, the people who work at NASA have grown up on Earth the same way we have. Yeah. Like, why, like, they have nothing to gain from protecting the inner Earth from
being exposed. And what are we going to do if we find out there's an inner Earth? Try and move into it? Like,
no, you couldn't pay me.
No, you're all right. You can keep your reptilians and Nazis. I'm good. But now we come to telepathic communicator.
Oh,
Diane Robbins.
Who? Diane what?
Diane Robbins.
Okay, sure. Go on. Fill me on fucking Diane.
Diane believes that there are 100 subterranean cities inside and in Hollow Earth, known as the Agartha Network, and they're all like, so it goes through the centre of it. So through the centre of Hollow Earth, that's where all the cities go, and there's over 100 subterranean cities.
What do you mean that they all live in? That they just fucking float around?
No, I presume like, actually, yeah, no, I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe okay. They're like, yeah, maybe there's, well, she says subterranean colonies, so does that mean then that it's
no,
not
subterranean
so
just means like under the earth, so under the earth as we know it.
Exactly. So does it, like, that's what I'd more imagine it than like an anthill than a proper hollow earth.
Oh, Savannah, come on, like, I just fucking
I have fair ruined your day with this topic, but look, it's okay. I'm about to tell you how the Nazis made it hollow earth. So so apparently Hitler and his best scientists believed in Hollow Earth.
Which ones? Right? The fucking stupid one. Oh, okay, go on.
Just his best ones.
His best ones are. And I actually think the Nazis could have proved that Hollow Earth was true when I said, I don't fucking care. You're wrong. I don't believe you for a fucking second because you're lying.
Maybe that's, I'm not arguing the fact that we should believe the Nazis.
I know. I'm just irritated now because of fucking, of course the Nazis had to be involved, like,
of course. The Nazis are involved in almost every conspiracy theory.
Why didn't they bring the rest of them with them? I actually would have been delighted.
The rest of who? The rest of the Nazis?
Yeah, why did you leave some of them behind?
Ah, because they got captured. But they didn't, apart from the ones that ended up left behind. But, like, it wasn't intentional. So, they believed in the Hollow Earth, as I said, thanks to the teachings of the Hohlweltlehre, which basically is just the Hollow Earth theory book. That was written in the 1800s as well. No, it wasn't. I tell a lie. It was written in 1930. So, just in time for the war. They had run expeditions to the South Pole to find that entrance. Because most were just focusing on the north, I guess. So the South Pole was where it was at.
Oh, we'll sneak in the back door, like.
Yeah, pretty much. They escaped through a series of tunnels to an airfield and then flew all the way down south.
Okay.
So they're still there, apparently, along with 2,000 other German and Italian scientists and a million other normies. And apparently there's reports of all of these people going missing during the war. And I'm like, yeah, you know why? Do you know why they're missing? Because they're dead.
They went missing. There was a literal holocaust, you fucking morons.
A full war. A full fucking war. With nothing but bombs being dropped. Like, what do you think happened to them? No, oh, they're in the Hollow Earth.
Where
that
did they go? I don't know. Maybe they were blown to fucking smithereens.
We'll never know. We will never know.
No, they're definitely gone off down south looking at the fucking hole in the ground.
Yeah.
That all these creepy little cave people live in. And also, like, do you not see the amount of protection that's around Area 52? If there was actually a Hollow Earth thing with holes in the ground, they would have stations around. You'd never get even kind of close to the hole.
Exactly. Well, apparently it is protected, much like Flat Earth's walls, by NASA. And they have people there to, like, take you out to stop you if you're getting too close to it.
It's the same thing as the whole thing with the Earth. The moon landing was fake. How the fuck are you telling me that thousands of people that have worked at these places. So all these men that have gone out there and worked on the, that they can all keep a secret.
Oh, please, please.
I,
not
nope,
one of them is a blabber.
Not a single one. I'm telling everybody. If I
there's
knew
whistleblowers
that
everywhere.
Nobody on their deathbed said this, and that none of them, there was no grandchild in the room at the same time going, my granddad Fair just died, and just confirmed that the flat earth theory, whatever the fuck, is true. Because he worked there.
Yeah.
Lies.
But that's apparently how the UFOs happened. Because Hitler had already, if you remember, when we did the Stargate episode with Sahamid,
Sahamid, please, Savannah, what? Before you trigger me.
Saddam Hussein Stargate.
Yeah.
There was already the theory that Hitler had been working on a UFO before the war. So, yeah, if he'd already been developing the tech, and then he went and the Inner Earth folks just made it like that bit easier to make it happen for him. So Hitler made them all their fucking UFOs and they fly up. There's loads of fucking things I've seen where there's like theories about fucking artificial clouds that have trapdoors in them and that the fucking UFOs come out of that. Mountains that split open and the UFOs come out of there, that they just burst out of the sea. Yeah, but that's where UFOs come from.
Okay, sure.
So that's Hollow Earth. That's as far as I got with the theory of it. I went through as many sources as I could find, but like, you really, my algorithm fought against me.
Mm.
Because my own algorithm was like, you don't believe this. So I got no credible sources about Hollow Earth in that sense. As in, I wasn't going on to their crazy fucking sites and going through everything. But now we'll go and talk briefly about Flat Earth. And we'll see which one you would rather be living on, flat or hollow. So, for point, the Hollow Earthers have beef with the Flat Earthers. Because obviously, how could the Earth be flat if it's hollow? So they hate each other.
Yeah, because obviously.
My favourite thing about this. The Flat Earth Society... The actual society for the Flat Earth was founded in 1952.
Okay, of course it was. God, okay.
They basically, yeah, they just went with the history books. They were like, look, they've said that it was flat for all this time, so it's flat.
Oh, shut
and
up.
And we're going to prove it.
Shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, I don't,
they,
I don't
shut
know.
Shut up. That doesn't even make kind of sense. That doesn't even kind of make sense.
Like, at least Hollow Earth theory expanded and developed over years, but the, like, this one is just like, well, they said it's flat, so it's flat. And they only changed it to, like, suit something that
I mean, they
a
thought
problem.
It was a good idea to put lead into makeup for a really long time.
They did.
That was fun. People lost, like, okay, sure. Okay, keep going. That's fine. Well, yeah. That's fine. That's evidence, I guess.
Modern flat earthers. This is my favourite thing.
Mm.
They're not vibing with the Flat Earth Society because they say that they're a government-funded puppet who were just, like, put into place to make flat earthers look bad and stupid. And the Flat Earth Society basically says, fuck you, buddy, we're the OG, we're just elite, so you hate us, haters.
To be fair, there is a lot of that shit going around. Like, do you remember when it was, like, the whole thing of, like, you shouldn't be saying snowmen?
Oh,
you know,
God,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like
it's
there definitely
no
is
person.
A thing of, like, the Flat Earthers said this, and they probably, like, no, like, none of the Flat Earthers even think that. They're just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That still doesn't make you correct.
Honestly, it's... It's like, again, not wanting sugar puffs to be called sugar puffs or fairy lights to be called fairy lights.
What? Why?
Because both puff and fairy are considered, obviously, of slangs towards gay people. But, one, sugar puffs are called puffs not because they're spontaneously fucking gay, but because they are puffed rice. And fairy lights, I always
like
associated them with fairies, actual fairies. The mythical creature.
That they're pretty and they fly around and they
glow. How are we just going to make something a slur when it was never a slur? But listen, this is why we're having a debate today about whether the earth is hollow or flat, because this is the world that we live in. Be it flat, hollow, or fucking whatever. So leading flat earth theory, as we were talking about earlier, is that the earth is a disc with the Arctic Circle in the centre and Antarctica, 150-foot tall wall of ice around the rim.
Okay, Game of Thrones.
Yeah. I'm like, who's the bastards that we send in there? Is it all just like former US presidents or who are the knights of the wall? Like,
I'm not informed for this shit talk now. I'd love to know where all these fucking people are from. Where are most flat earthers from? Because watch.
America!
Obviously.
Where else? Like, oh, God bless them. They're really trying. Yeah, NASA patrols the rim of Antarctica to make sure that no one climbs over the wall and falls off of the edge of the world.
Okay.
NASA is, once again, the gatekeeper of making sure that we don't see the truth about Flat Earth, and that's why they're faking all of the satellite images so that Globetards will believe.
Globetards.
Globetards. That's what they call people who believe that the Earth is spherical.
I love that. That's my favourite thing ever. I like how Americans, like, specifically tends to be, like, libtards and stuff. Like, they add on the whole, like, libtard thing, globetard. Like, they add on, you know, that just, it seems to be a wordplay that they really enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And always to do with things that are, like, you know, right.
Yeah.
That is a fair observation. Like, I hadn't really noticed that before, but you're absolutely right.
They use it all the time. You'd never get an adult here using words like that. People don't even use language like that anymore here in general.
No.
But even
really,
when it was a thing, it was like,
but it was always
teenagers
much more
trying to be edgy.
Than that. Yeah. But anyway, so Earth's gravity is an illusion.
Okay.
And
but it's not. Like, it's actually a thing. Like, it might not be.
It's an illusion, Queen.
But it might not be the thing that, like. So they're saying that gravity isn't a thing because why? Because we're just sitting on the Earth.
No. Do you want to know why? Because you're going to fucking. You were about to be so fucking mad.
No, because they're going to tell me it's basically gravity, but they just don't want to call it gravity anymore. So,
objects don't accelerate downwards, but instead the disk of the Earth accelerates upwards at 32 feet per second squared, driven by a mysterious force called dark energy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, oh, fuck off. Okay, sure. What the fuck ever?
Yeah, gravity that has been proven and we understand, fake. Dark energy... mysterious, unproven, real. But there's debate within the community about whether or not Einstein's theory of relativity allows the Earth to accelerate upward infinitely without surpassing the speed of light. So tell me why Einstein's theory of relativity still applies when you believe that the Earth is fucking flat. Like, is any science going to hold you back anymore?
No, like, I feel like they've basically said it is gravity, it's just different. It's like, it's the fucking G-force.
It's dark energy. More or less, yeah.
Like, when something pushes but up, it's, like, it's like you're being forced down into it. But then, is that also not kind of gravity? Because what is holding you down? What's pulling you towards the thing that's pushing you up?
I presume both are dark energy. Dark energy okay. is pushing the
okay. We're kind of like a sandwich.
And yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Or actually, you know what? I think, yeah, they say they don't think that we're just a flying pancake out in space.
No, because that would be stupid, yeah.
That would be very stupid. Mm. Of course not. Space doesn't exist. Flat Earth is just chilling on a pile of rocks.
What's the rocks on?
Because
it would be stupid to say that, like, the Earth was just a disc that was floating in space, because space doesn't exist. But then it's not stupid to say that the Earth is just sitting on a pile of rocks that are all, and then just as a whole, we're floating in space. That's better.
All I can think of is turtles all the way down.
I'm picturing fucking Atlas below. Atlas, except it's like your man from the Famous Four. What are they fucking called? The Famous Four. Fucking hell. What were they called? The Fabulous Four. What the fuck? What were the fellas? The superheroes.
The Fantastic Four?
Yeah. You know the man who was made of rocks?
That's him. That's who's supporting Flat Earth. You got it again. You were spot on. I don't know. I thought the same thing. Like I said, all I could think of was turtles all the way down, because where are the rocks then? Okay, fair enough. We're not floating in space because space is ridiculous.
But then where are we?
Oh. Are the rocks just in a dark room? Is it a void of complete
But then
nothing?
What's the dark room in? Like, what, we're sitting on something.
Exactly.
But what's it sitting on?
I need more
And then
context.
Where is that? So we're sitting on a pile of rocks. Where are the pile of rocks? What are they sitting on something? Or, and if they are sitting on that something, what is that on? Or is that just floating?
Yeah.
Oh, don't
and
deny
what
me.
Happens if, like, one rock gets a bit crumbly? Are we all gone then? Do we just go down?
No, I'm not in the form for this now.
But let's, to finish up the explanation of Hollow Earth, for as far as I'm willing to be bothered to go into on it, the sun and the moon are spheres. They are not flat. However, they do spin around on flat disk Earth about 5,000 kilometers above the surface. And they say that there has to be an invisible anti-moon that obscures the moon during lunar eclipses.
Okay.
And that's obviously, like, you know, fucking solar eclipses. They explain that away as well by that. It's just like, oh yeah, sure, it's just the discs. Like, they one crosses in front of the other. So it looks like there's an eclipse. But it's the anti-moon. And I presume probably also the anti-sun for a solar eclipse. But that's pretty much it. Those are the bases of how Hollow Earth and Flat Earth are meant to exist. And if it's any comfort at all, there is also Hollow Moon Theory.
Oh, no. No. No.
Yeah.
I'm saying no now. Yeah. And I'm putting a full stop after it. Capital N, small O, full stop. No, I'm not. I'm actually not even kind of entertaining that. No.
There's not much to Hollow Moon Theory. No, anyway, I hope not. Why I didn't like.
What? It's, oh, the moon is hollow. Oh, no, no.
That's it, yeah. Like, I don't know if they think there's like another moon inside of it or it's just hollow. I don't know. I just know that they thought it was hollow because they did fucking experiments on the moon to test like moonquakes, basically. And they measured the seismic activity. So they were causing moonquakes to see how it behaved. And they found that the moon is obviously a lot less dense than Earth. So the way...
But that is not a surprise.
Quakes go through it. Yeah, the moon no, looks not at all.
Like it's
not.
Kind of, like, not hollow, but like, yeah, like it looks like it's going to be one of those...
It's just...
You know those like volcanic rocks that are like holy? That's the way I imagine it. That it's like, it's...
It's just a rock, like. That's the thing. It's, Earth is full of water and fucking organic life and shit. We have different things that absorb... those shock waves.
The moon is very clearly looks like, first of all, the moon is made of cheese. Second of all, obviously it's going to be lighter.
But yeah, so one of the astronauts basically made the mistake of saying that the moon rang like a bell when they tested it. And what he meant was how long the fucking earthquakes rang through it. But they took that to mean that it rang like a bell because it was hollow. And thus Hollow Moon Theory was born. But that's it. That's all there is really to that. But I just, you know, in case you wanted.
I'm fucking melted.
So tell me now, out of the two, which would you prefer? Do you like your Earth flat or hollow?
My one, I would say that I don't mind. First of all, I don't mind the idea of flat Earth, but I'm like, it has to, like, you know, the one, the pictures I sent you of is like the continents that we have and they're like in a ring and then there's like more Earth around us.
Yes.
I'm like, so we're just on a bigger globe. I'm like, that's fine. Then it's just a conspiracy that the government is covering up. That's fine. And then my other one is... that we are on the outside of Hollow Earth and that there's another Earth inside. I don't mind that one either, but I'm not feeding into the fucking fact of like the sun turns off and on. That there's no, I feel like there's, if there is like light inside, it's coming from like bioluminescent shite that lives like on the walls with the people.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
And they're like, they can produce UV. If fucking animals and shits can do that, I don't know if they can. I feel like that's made up, but whatever. That's what I'm going on.
Yeah, I think I'm more of an inner earth theory gal. I like it more. I find it more interesting than flat earth. Like, if one of them turned out to be true, I'd rather it be hollow earth. Because I think that's just that bit more interesting than flat earth.
I kind of like the idea of us being on, like, a big globe. And we're just, like, a little, like, we're just a little section with the walls of ice around us. I'm cool with that being an option. And then, like, the rest of the Earth is covered in other continents that are... And, like, we're just being contained because we're being contained for whatever reason. Is it, like, we're used as, like, a placebo? I'm cool with that.
That's fair.
Yeah. I don't believe in none of them. But no. I feel like the flat Earth one is more plausible in the way I've said it. Which is we're on a bigger globe and we are just being kept separate from the rest. The hollow Earth sounds like shit talk. Okay. I feel like in regards to... gravity and everything else, like centrifugal force, etc., it doesn't seem realistic.
No, I mean, the fact is, if Hollow Earth did exist, any life inside of it would be crushed by the pressure immediately. There's no, you can't, like, you just can't. The pressure would kill you, the heat would kill you,
exactly,
everything about it would kill you. It can't support life, even if there was. But there was a mountain range, as I said, found inside Earth through, like, seismograph things, you know, that scanned the Earth. Mm. And, like, a mountain range formed underneath the Earth's crust. And it is starting to change the way we look at how the inside of our Earth looks, but it's
But that
not
makes
hollow.
Sense, though, with the way that the yeah. Oh, see, I haven't done geography now in a while. The plates of the Earth, what are they called?
The tectonic plates.
Tectonic plates. The way the tectonic plates work, like, it makes sense that they would clash and that underground... They would
yeah,
buckle.
If they're making mountain ranges above ground,
it
why
makes
would
sense
they
that they would buckle underground.
Below ground. Exactly. Yeah.
Because when the two, you really know, when cool. they like, I know you can't fucking see my hands. You know, there was like a few different ways that like they meet and they
yeah,
buckle
they go
up together.
Up, they, go
they
under.
Meet and they slide. Yeah. One slides under and then they meet, but they meet and then they both go down. Like, I feel like if they're both going down, it would make sense that they would kind of smash and.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
I presume so. I was always very terrible at like math, science and geography. Like, that was not my side of the brain. I was all...
No, I see. I liked geography. Fucking... I was geography, English, science.
No, I was like history, English and art.
Yeah, so, no, that's fair.
They were my vibe. Yeah,
I liked history, but I just didn't like the I didn't like recent history. I liked the old stuff, like the Aztecs and stuff.
Well, that's all I got. That was our little swim in the pool of conspiracy for the evening. I just thought it'd be fun to wreck your head.
I wrecked my head. Something serious. No, so... I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it because I've never done research into it, so it's like, it's interesting.
Yeah, honestly, like some of the world's like leading conspiracy theories, I was just reading into the 5G and fucking coronavirus conspiracy as well. Mental. It's mental. It's fascinating how much shit they get to try and back them up, though. Amazing what you can tell yourself is true on the internet these days.
And it's amazing what the internet will tell you is true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You just have to word it properly and you will get the evidence you need to back you up, to tell you that you're right. Yeah. Have you any good news at all for the week? Or
no.
Are we just happy now that this episode is done and we can go to bed finally?
Yeah. I'm getting a Supermax now. Leave and Nia are calling over. But I think I'm going to go out to them. But I need to put on pants and stuff. I just have my Stitch pajama top on.
Nice.
It's very comfy. I feel like I'm just going to put a jumper on over it.
I mean, do. It's cold. Fuck that. Alrighty. Well, I have nothing myself for this week. And I'm eager to fuck off. I would, yeah. Apologies to the listener. It was a very chaotic way of trying to get everything organised. We recorded a day before we usually release. And while I'd usually be on top of that shit, I was not. And therefore, we had to do a double release this week instead of release it last week. The episode's out on Monday instead of Saturday. But it's fine. It's fine. We're going to be fine.
We'll work through it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who really cares at the end of the day?
Not us, actually. If I was being paid, I'd care more.
Not us. Exactly.
So, we're going to... If you want us to care, fucking join our Patreon that we don't have yet. But tell us you want one.
Make us a Patreon and then join us. But anyways, I guess this week we just remind our listener to check your hollow earths for Nazis and always be a hypocrite.
Don't forget to tense your ankles. Fuck. And
join our cause.